שמי תעוד תלמיד של מורי חותני, הרב שמשון נדל, נדל תלמיד שלו ורב בקהילת זיכרון יוסף בהר נוף בירושלים, ראש כולל סיני, שיספר, ידבר, יאמר דברים בשמו, כל מה שליבו חפץ.
פשוט בני המשפחה, מוריי ורבותיי, at the beginning of our parasha, the Torah relates, ויבוא אברהם לספוד לשרה ולבכותה. Abraham eulogizes Sarah, but the Torah doesn't tell us what Abraham said. Why doesn't the Torah record Abraham's hesped for Sarah? Maybe the answer is simple. How can we ever begin to describe such greatness? Can words adequately describe such a life, such a legacy? I feel inadequate trying to describe the life and legacy of Moreinu Harav Moshe David ben Yitzchak Isaac, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Instead, I'll try to describe a little bit of what he meant to me and to Klal Yisrael. And b'shutchem, I'll echo some of the things that I've already written about Mori v'Rabbi, Rav Tendler. Rav Tendler was so many things. He was a posek and a professor, a Rosh Yeshiva with a PhD in microbiology, a synagogue rabbi and a scientist. But to me, he was my Rebbe Muvhak. When I was in yeshiva and trying to find my place, Sot Mekomi, I floated from shiur to shiur, and I ended up in Rav Tendler's classroom at the suggestion of a close friend and another close Talmud, Gilly Hoped. And as Rav Tendler would say, I never left. The shiur was unlike any other shiur in the yeshiva. Rav Tendler didn't get lost in abstractions, didn't have time for pilpulim, for lumdis. His shiur was aliba de hilchasa, focusing on halacha lemaisa, the practical application of halacha. The sugya came to life as Rav Tendler would share real shilas, real questions and cases that he was personally involved in, drawing on years of experience as a posek. We would often look together at the Igros Moshe, the tshuvos of his beloved Shver, Hagon, Moreinu Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, with Rav Tendler providing fascinating footnotes and stories and anecdotes and important background information to the tshuva, oftentimes cases, again, that he was personally involved in. He taught us halacha hands-on. After his ptira, another close Talmud of more recent years sent around a video of Rav Tendler slicing chal, a cow's udder, on a classroom desk at Yeshiva University. And he believed it wasn't enough just to learn Yoredeya. You had to see it. You had to experience it. Eina doma shmiya l'ri'iya. I shared with the same Talmud, after he sent me the clip, how one year I convinced Mori v'Rabbi Rav Tendler and the administration at Reitz to let Rav Tendler teach a shiur in Hilchot Nida, the laws of family purity. And on the first day of class, the very first day, Rav Tendler passed around to a student's marot stapled to index cards, if you can imagine. Halacha hands-on. Rav Tendler's Torah was a Torah Chayim, a living, breathing tradition that engages the modern world and confronts its challenges. He believed that an understanding of science and technology and the metzius, the reality, is indispensable in order to understand Torah and apply halacha. He embodied Yeshiva University's motto of Torah Umada, And he saw no conflict between Torah and Mada, Torah and science. For him, they lived together in perfect harmony. They complemented one another. He was equally at home quoting Galen, as he was quoting the Rambam. Equally at home in the Dalet Amos of the Beis Medrash, as the four L's of the laboratory. But he would often quip that there should be more Mada in the yeshiva and more Torah in the university. And that's just what he did. He brought science into the Beis Medrash and Torah into the science laboratory. Sophisticated sugyos were illuminated by scientific material, and his biology classes were peppered with statements of Chazal. The past few weeks, I've been going through notebooks and files and folders from his Gemara Shiurim and looking at the amount of scientific material that he would dispense and distribute to us. Articles from scholarly journals, from scientific journals, medical journals, New York Times articles. Rav Tendler defined Torah Lishma, the study of Torah for its own sake, as L'shem Hora'ah, for the sake of being able to rule, to paskin, to render a psak halacha. And he would often invoke the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed, Vishinantam, Sheyu Divrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha, Shein Yishalacha Adam Davar, Al Tegamgein V'tomar Lo Ela Emor Lo Miyad. The words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. So if someone asks you a question, you will not stammer, instead answer him immediately. The Rav Tendler was critical of those who spend years studying in yeshiva or kolel, but when you ask them how to make a cup of tea on Shabbos, they don't want to paskin. They don't want to paskin. Rav Tendler wanted his talmidim to be competent and confident in answering a shaila. Often after shir, I would follow him down into his office in the basement of First Hall. I remember how Rav Tendler was so quick. Even at that age, he must have been already in his 70s. This is going back 20 years ago, and he would quickly run from his classroom to his office. Maybe he didn't want us to tell me to follow him, to bother him. He had a lot to do. He's one of the post kador. But I would often follow him down into his office in the basement of First Hall, and it wasn't uncommon for me to be sitting there with him in his office or sitting together with him in his study at his home in Muncie, New York. And we'd be discussing something, and he would receive a phone call, usually from some far-flung place across the great expanses of the globe, on some serious matter. And it wasn't uncommon for Rav Tendler to quickly motion to me to pick up the other phone and listen in on the conversation so I could hear how he would navigate this complex question. He was interested, again, in his Talmidim being competent and confident in answering a shaila, knowing how to paskin. It was also the address when the answer was unclear, or the question too great for a newly minted rabbi. We knew we could turn to him. We knew he would guide us. One of the poskei hador was just a phone call away. Always magnanimous, always generous with his time. And it was no surprise that he was so generous with his time and generous with his talmidim. He loved us. Chazal compare the Talmud-Rebbe relationship to the parent-child relationship. Vishinantam levanecha, banecha elu talmidecha. And Rav Tendler treated us like his own children and our children like his grandchildren. Our smachot were his smachot, our successes were his successes. He was deeply invested in us talmidim. He was so proud of our accomplishments. As you all know, as a posek, Rav Tendler could be unyielding, uncompromising, unapologetic. He was a formidable bar plukta. He could be tough, but with his talmidim, he was loving. He would greet us with an embrace, a kiss on the cheek, sometimes a gentle slap on the cheek or on the head if we asked the klutz kasha. Together with his late Rebbetzin, Alei HaShalom, who one of my daughters is named for. He would open up his home to us, to Shabbos, Yantif, Hanukkah. He was so proud of how he would cook the chicken for the Hanukkah Suda himself. He would give us tips on how to make a good cholent. And I remember the first time I spent a Shabbos at Community Synagogue in Muncie. I was both surprised, but not really surprised, to see that he, the Rav, was also the candy man, giving out treats to all of the children. One time we had the schus of spending a Simchas Torah there, together with my young family, and Rav Tendler gave out treats and toys to the kids with the same vim and vigor and enthusiasm and joy and love as when he danced with the Torah. On more than one occasion, I brought my Bechor Shalom to shear with me when my wife and I had no babysitter. And while most Rosh Yeshiva and professors would find that to be a distraction, Rav Tendler quoted the Yerushalmi, which relates how the mother of Yehoshua ben Chananya brought his crib into the Beis Medrash, Yishvil she'edapku oznav b'divrei Torah, in order that his ears would cleave to the words of Torah. I remember once how Rav Tendler gave my son his ring of keys, this very large ring of keys, so he gave it to my son to play with. And of course, to my horror, my toddler puts these dirty keys into his mouth. But Rav Tendler said it was fine, and who was I to argue with a world-class microbiologist who had developed the cure for cancer in the 1960s. Rav Tendler was a towering intellectual giant, but at the same time, as you all know, he was very down-to-earth and approachable, famous for his sense of humor, his sharp wit and biting sarcasm, always quick with a comment or a comeback. I remember once how a Talmud asked him about a certain cake, a certain dessert that was made with dairy equipment, and he wanted to know if it could be eaten together with meat, and Rav Tendler wondered aloud if this product should be eaten at all, given just how unhealthy it is. In Shir, Rav Tendler would regale us with stories. We were transported to a long-lost world that he called a small shtetl in Europe that he grew up in, the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Connected us to the Gedolim of previous generations, Rav Henkin, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Kahaneman, Rav Huttner, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Often, while relating a story about his beloved Shver, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Rav Tendler would have to hold back the tears. For Rav Tendler, these stories and anecdotes were not Bittul Torah. He was connecting us with the Mesorah. He taught us more than just a blot Gemara. He gave us a glimpse into greatness. My 10-year-old was watching the Levaya together with me and innocently asked me, "Who will be your Rebbe now?" Fighting back the tears, I answered him, "I don't know. Yes, there are poskim I can consult with. Yes, there are shiurim I can attend. But you only have one Rebbe Mufak. Only one Rebbe Mufak who teaches you Rov Chochma, who guides you and shapes you. But I can say that I feel Rav Tendler's presence in my life strongly. Tzadikim b'mitatam, kruyim chayim. His Torah and guidance continues to guide me as a rabbi, a teacher, a husband, and a father. Mimoshe ad Moshe lokam ki Moshe. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam Moshe ben Maimon, Hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Tendler taught Torah to generations, connecting them to our rich Mesorah. He was a living link in the chain of tradition and leaves a lasting legacy in the myriads of Talmidim he taught and inspired. Yehi Zichro Baruch.